Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, let's not waste any time. Let's get in with the stars of the show. And we're going 4 wide today. So it's a 5-minute show. We're going to have to go quick. Prop stars, I'm going to come to you first. James Harden signing a team-friendly deal, man. Talk to us.
Yeah, AB, Harden officially agreed to a 2-year, $68.6 million deal, including a player option and return to the 76ers per Woj. He'll make $33 million for this upcoming season and has a player option worth $35.6 million for the 2023-24 season. He technically move right back into free agency next summer if he so desires. He is as motivated as ever to win his first NBA championship. He took a $15 million pay cut for this upcoming season alone. It's been about 3 weeks since he declined his player option, but the two sides were finally able to come to the terms of this deal. One that will help Philly immensely in an attempt to bolster its roster and have a shot at the title. As a result, they were able to sign PJ Tucker, Daniel House, and trade for D'Anthony Melton, giving the Sixers some much needed depth and toughness. So hats off to Harden for taking this discount, AB.
Yeah, hats off indeed, my man. Now, speaking of, well, not necessarily discounts, but making some money in order to find other discounts. Look, that joke made no sense. But Calvin Wetzel, I'm coming over to you. Live betting opportunities, the WNBA. Talk to us, man.
Yeah, well, obviously I can never make a live pick on this show, but I love live betting the WNBA. So I want to talk about strategies to help people out, especially because there's a great opportunity tonight. Fever versus Aces. Aces are favored by 17, which is the highest line we've seen in any game all year. It should be a blowout, but the Fever are a very interesting team because they're half rookies. They have 6 rookies on their roster. They're the only team that's really not trying to play for this year right now. When 8 out of 12 make the playoffs, most teams are trying to play for this year still, but the Fever are developing that young talent. So they get down big and then they try hard in the fourth quarter. They try really hard while everyone else is resting their starters. And we've seen time and time again, the Fever get down big. They come back in the second half or in the fourth quarter. So I think tonight could be another great live betting opportunity. If the Aces get up really big at the end of the first half or at the end of the third quarter, I would definitely try to take the Fever heading into the fourth.
I love it, man. I love it. Now, Allie, coming over to you. And I say this because I'm sitting here in real time sweating the over 7 between the Rangers and the Marlins. But speaking of teams that can score and teams like the Marlins who can't score, break down where we sit pre-All-Star break, but we're after it now. Teams that can score, teams that can't.
Yep. So just the top 2 that I have right here, most notably the Yankees and the Dodgers. Yankees are averaging 5.4 runs per game and the Dodgers 5.13. And then right below them, you have the Giants at 4.8. And then looking at the other side of it, actually, is where you see a real big discrepancy. And then you have the A's 3.29 runs per game and then the Tigers 3.13 runs per game. So definitely just something to consider. I'm on the under for the Tigers A's right now. So we'll see how that goes.
I love it. You know what? I'm on it too. Under 7.5. So yeah, let's get nice scoreless innings. It'll be fantastic. All right, let's get into our picks here and we'll have to go through it a little quickly here. We got about a minute, so take just a second here on each one. Prop stars, throwing to you first, man. What you got?
Yep, never too early for NFL season-long player props. I love this market. Let's go. Titans wide receiver rookie Treylon Burks under 795.5 receiving yards. Just a big number for a rookie wide receiver. At best, 3rd in the totem pole behind Robert Woods, behind Austin Hooper. This is a run-first offense. He's had a tough mini camp as well, was diagnosed with asthma. Love fading the rookie under 795.5 receiving yards.
There we go. All right, Calvin, coming over to you, my man. WNBA, talk to us.
All right, I'm going with another first to score. They've been profitable this season, but 0-2 on the show, so hopefully third time's the charm. Fever plus 115, first to score. We're getting the plus odds because they're such big underdogs in the game. But Queen Egbo, their center, is in 50% of their jump balls. Asia Wilson on the Aces side is only 32% of their jump balls. So my model has this at 52% for the Fever to score first. So over 50% plus odds is great value, plus 115 on BetMGM.
Great value indeed. And to bring us home here, Allie, I've always said you are the best of luck I've ever met. And you know what? The Rangers just put up two more runs. We've hit the over seven. Rangers eight, Marlins nothing. So, Allie, well done on that. You brought it for us. Bring us another one. What do you got tonight?
Okay, I'm not responsible for that over there, but I'm going with the Astros first five money line, minus 125, kind of tied right now, so it's going to be a little interesting to see how that second game plays out. But Luis Garcia, he is 11-4-1 in the first five innings, and you have Domingo German, and this is his first game pitching for this season, so I think just the value there at minus 125 is really good. So I'm going to go with the Astros first five money line.
There we go. All right, and you can see here on the screen right here, Prop Stars on the under, Treylon Burks, 795.5 receiving yards. Calvin Wetzel's on the Fever to score first at plus 115. Allie, like she just said, the Astros first five money line at minus 125. So it's all the damage we could do for today. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live again Friday, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Break down all your best bets for Friday and beyond. But until then, as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. Thank you, Texas Rangers, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I told you imaginary friends are real.
This is just so exciting.
Now, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.